We are live. Welcome to the Rome Show. How you doing, John?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Doing good. I appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, man. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you reaching out and found me interesting enough to have me on your show.
Absolutely. I love interviewing other podcasters, and I've seen that you're a producer yourself, so it's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. I'm a business person that's a clairsentient. So I have the spirituality going on. It kind of showed up in my life after being entered in the entertainment business. So it makes it very, very interesting to say the least.
Right.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I don't know if you've saw any of the other stuff, like the spirituality stuff that I kind of intertwine with, you know, some of my interviews and so forth, and how I utilize it, you know, in my daily life and, you know, kind of how it helps me in business.
And how did that happen? If you could talk about it.
Well, I found out I had Native American on both sides of my family. And on one side of the family have a guy, a Whitaker. He's a Cherokee chief in Oklahoma. I think he's a great, great grandfather, a couple grandfathers down the line, but he was over maybe 10, 15,000 Indians, his tribe in Oklahoma. And then, my mom's side, had a very, very powerful Cherokee Indian family. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with it, you know, 'cause I'm a natural healer. I feel things. I can feel a room. I can feel people. I can read people's minds. You know, I have energy coming out of my hands. So it's just being in the entertainment business and doing what we do, being a partner with Meta for the past 5 years, and now a partner with TikTok. It makes it very, very interesting. But at the end of the day, when you think about social media, human behavior and social media mirror each other. And the only thing that is different that offsets an app or whatever is the algorithm. The algorithm is an app's business model, which tries to create balance based on the business model and agenda of the app. So it kind of helps me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And is it difficult for you?
Sometimes, man. Yeah. Sometimes I go on these waves. I don't show it, but I go through a lot of emotions, you know, up and down all the time. And, you know, I just, before I let it affect me, you know, because I can turn, you know, I used to be considered hot-headed, you know, 'cause I could turn on a dime like that because I didn't know what it was, you know, and it was just these high sensibilities created this like nimbleness of making you very, very reactionary. So in some ways I've had to harness that, you know, through more of an understanding on who I am and what I'm made of internally.
Right. And I like the hat. That's your brand?
Yeah, BPT. That's Bang Productions Television.
Fire. I like it.
Thank you, man.
I like your, that's a dope logo on the back.
Oh man, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, man, we try, you know, exactly. I never thought I'd have a podcast, you know, right. I didn't expect to be on the front of the camera and just, I felt like I was being pushed to put out a narrative to in some ways help humanity. So right. Here we are, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I know you got a team. Is it just you and Mimi or you have other people on your team?
Yeah, we have Mimi, obviously, who is kind of human resources admin and kind of keeps things organized. We have a TikTok manager who helps manage the agency in Arizona. Have a girl here locally who works for iHeart and helps us out. And then we have a small staff in Alabama that works with one of my comedians down there. So we kind of have, you know, sources of business, whether it's, you know, a lawyer, accountant, whatever it is, it's kind of a, you know, a freelance type of thing. So we have a bookkeeper, which is I pay monthly. I have a lawyer, I pay monthly. So I don't know if we consider them employees or 1099 employees. But we have other sources, have editors, you know, all over the place where we'll send content to and things like that to keep the wheels turning. But really, we're pretty, with technology, we're pretty nimble.
Right. And congratulations. That's pretty big. You partnered up with TikTok, you said, right?
Yeah, we are a TikTok agency. It's a TikTok live creator network agency. I'd been with Meta for 4 years. And I, you know, with these sensibilities, I helped Facebook design a couple of their departments, like the event section. I told them what they're doing and wrong when they were trying to do the live events in that event section. I basically told them what they were doing wrong and they shut down that whole thing. So I've, you know, Meta has utilized me well, hasn't paid me enough like they should have, but it's been a good experience. And then this year when Steven Zhang and these guys who has had a TikTok globally comes knock on your door, you know, we just want to entertain it. And it's just live, it's all live content. So now we have 450 creators in the TikTok live network. It's kind of like micro TV development. So we just try to help them improve their lives so they can make money. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, it's the TikTok thing's been pretty exciting. I was skeptical of TikTok outside looking in a couple years ago, but now they run a pretty strong business, you know, and they got their stuff together.
Right. Super dope. Who was like one of your most influential that motivated you to do what you do, like to get into the media, do the business and do stuff what you're doing now?
Probably Robert Evans.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Robert Evans. He was a producer back in the day. And there was a documentary, if anybody's out there, that I saw called Kid Stays in the Picture. Okay. And it was Robert in the 70s, and where he had a run where he did, I don't know, he did The Godfather, he did Love Story. And it's just, you know, he worked 15 hours a day. It was just an inspiring story about a producer in L.A. I mean, I bet you I watched Kid Stays in the Picture probably, I don't know, 150 times. You know, I think that was probably my most memorable inspiration I had until I learned how the business really was. And I told everybody go fuck themselves.
Right. I hear you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about today nowadays? Do you get motivated by any other like moguls, or you just motivate yourself nowadays?
You know, I motivate myself because I question a lot of narratives about what, you know, what people are thinking. I just don't know if I'm on a different wavelength or what it is. But I look at some people who are successful in the business and I'm just like, you know, if you care about humanity at all, are you that stupid? You don't know information that's out there, or you're just not paying attention, or what? Or maybe do I think different? Because a lot of times I talk to people and they look at me like I got three heads, you know.
Me too.
You know what I mean? They're like, what's he talking about? And I don't know. I question people where they're at mentally and why people are so complacent with their life. I mean, you see all this nonsense going on around us and nobody's doing anything.
Like,
right. Y'all going to wake up? I mean, you got kids, you know, I mean, you know, Native Americans, you know, when they made decisions, they thought about 5, 6, 7 generations down the road and how those decisions would affect those generations down the road. And, you know, we're not thinking about that, you know, even the politicians. I mean, you know, all the nonsense, this political system. I don't believe in a two-party system. I think it's all bullshit. I think the political system is a puppet show for the American people, but the political system is not running the country. That's what I think. And I kind of, you know, I mean, when you think about who the president of the United States is, the president of the United States is Larry Fink. Larry Fink is the guy who controls BlackRock. He's the president of the United States.
Let me ask you.
You familiar with BlackRock?
Sounds real familiar.
BlackRock, I think, has the third largest fund in the world against the U.S. and China. And they're in New York City. And they're owned by all the families, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts. That's who has their money in BlackRock. So whatever you see BlackRock do, if you want to follow the money and be successful, follow BlackRock. Because whatever they do, if you follow them, you can catch the downwind and make some good decisions.
Right. I got a random question. Do you feel like today, nowadays, people are more careless? Or do you feel like it's always been like that?
I wouldn't say careless. I would say that people don't value themselves, right? They don't have any thought process of valuing themselves and valuing other people around them, and you know, which probably makes what you said true, lackadaisical, whatever you want to call it. But I think it's just putting value in life. People got to value life more, you know, because the most important thing about life is life.
Right.
If you don't have life, you ain't got anything, you know, and out here, you're out here, you know, acting like life is not important. It's pretty important, because if you don't have it, you ain't hearing or seeing anything. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What's your daily routines like, day-to-day basis?
I don't know. Get up about, I don't know, about 7, 8, depending on when I go to bed. And I work every day. I'll do a couple hours on the computer when I first get up. Try to clean some social media things up. Then I take a break, take my vitamins. And then I'll go back to work on content. Take meetings, take phone calls. Then I ride my bike, come back in, go back to work. You know, I get in the sauna here in the house. And that's about it. I just work. I live life and work. That's what makes me happy. Work. If I'm not working, I don't feel like, I don't know. I just can't sit around. I have to work or be doing something. I can go play, you know, I might go play golf. You know, it's about the only thing I do outside of work. But I love what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't love what I do, I probably wouldn't have that passion.
Right. And as far as like your podcast, what's three things like that you love about it?
I mean, it's educational. It's not a buzz thing. It's just more about unearthing people and just finding out what people are about, you know, and what their life is about, trying to understand humanity, trying to crack codes about humanity. Because I can, being a clairsentient, I can listen to somebody and take a sentence. Like if they give me an answer, I'll take a sentence and I'll pull something out of that sentence and ask a question based on their response, and kind of dial into that. And I challenge people. You know, I challenge some of the most smartest people in the world, you know, that I have on, neuroscientists, whoever it is. I try to challenge people and make them think. And it seems to be working so far, you know.
Yeah.
So, and my rationales, I've been told by the other side spiritually that my rationales are right, but I need to stay lucid. you can always improve on your narrative. You can always improve on the foundation of everything every day, staying lucid, keep it moving.
Right. How do you define professional success?
I think you define professional success based on how you feel. I think you gotta, you know, I think you gotta find yourself. You know, I think if you find yourself in life, and you can exude finding yourself in whatever you do that makes you happy, to me, that's success. I mean, working and making money without finding yourself, I don't think is professional success.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
Well, I have my studio in the bottom of my house. And it's, you know, I get up, I don't have a long commute. I walk down the stairs. I have a 1200 square foot space in the bottom of the house. It's the studio. It's a 2-bedroom apartment. And, you know, to be able to do what I do and never leave my location, is pretty exciting. And I think it's creating something. I think when you can create something that people respond to, whether it's educating them, whether it's entertaining them, whatever it is, I think there's a lot of inspiration there, you know, with people responding to things that you put out to the world.
It's a pretty good thing too.
Yeah. I mean, that's because it's like, because I can remember trying to come up. I didn't have a guy like me, because I talked to some young kids or whatever it is who want to get entertainment and they don't want to work. And I'm like, you know, do you realize I'm going to save you 10 years on your life because I didn't have me when I was your age? That's the only little hiccup that bothers me, that people don't realize sometimes what's in front of them, you know, and they don't want to unearth the information of what's in front of them, like really dig and find out, hey, how substantial is this? Does this have a foundation? You know, a lot of people live in the middle, you know, and they're very short-sighted. It's almost like a micro mentality, because of social media and technology has created this micro world of information, and so many different choices. It goes back to what we said earlier about people having value in their life and other people's lives. You know, that's probably the only hiccup I have in this whole scenario. But I don't know, going back to what was your original question? I got off on a tangent there. That's the only little thing that kind of bothers me. But what was your original question?
The professional success.
Professional success. Yeah. Yeah. Just being able to do what I do, you know, and just move forward. You know, I think you have to, I will say this. One thing I realize, I can't get everybody to be like me. I can't get everybody to act like me, you know, whether I know if it's right or wrong. I can't get someone physically and look at someone and say, hey, this is what you need to do and make them do that. It just don't work that way. So I think you just got to lead by example the best way you can, and hopefully the right people will follow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to take too much of your time. I really appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, no worries, man. How about yourself? What do you got going on up there in Vermont?
You said Vermont.
Where are you at? Vermont or you Connecticut? What you got going on in Connecticut?
Just, you know, grinding, networking, pulling up to the shows, getting myself out there, and I'm trying to get to the next level.
And what is your ultimate passion? What is
radio? Radio, but the podcast is growing. I mean, it's like every day I'm going more towards the podcasting.
And how are you getting your podcast out there and all that kind of stuff?
Social media. I do it all myself. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Nice. Yeah, man. Just never stop. Consistency is a big deal. As long as you're consistent and improve every day, you'll be fine.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
We got to do a part two soon.
What's that?
We got to do a part two soon.
Yeah, let me know. Hit me up. We'll get one done.
All right, definitely. Have a good rest of the night, bro.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right, we'll holler at you.
All right, peace.
All right, bye.